Hello there, listener. This is Ross Gosnell here from HU Overtime. I'm pretty excited to bring back some HU baseball players that will give you a preview of the upcoming season for the program. And just hang on for the couple hours as you're hanging out with Ross Gosnell on HU Overtime. My first guest for you guys this evening, he is from the HU men's baseball team. Please help me welcome Dylan Rose to the HU Overtime first hour.
What's up, man? How's it going?
Pretty good. Are you excited to be here on the second season? Well, third season, second episode of HU Overtime here tonight.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Let's get started then. My first question to you is, Dylan, is what age did you obtain an interest of playing baseball?
So honestly, I don't even know if I can say an age. My dad's been a baseball coach all my life. So I think as soon as I could walk, I probably had a baseball bat in my hands. For me, it was... you know, going to the games with my mom, and watching baseball. And I remember, as a kid, I was always the bat boy for my dad's team. So, and I was one of the kids that always got all decked out, and I had the, you know, I had the cleats on, I had the baseball pants on, I had the sweatbands on. And, it was at a really, really young age and that I, got into baseball and, definitely loved it. So,
it's just pretty cool to see you just follow your father's footsteps as a kid, just having that baseball bat, staying there by his side, just being the bat boy. You just had a great opportunity as a kid, and now you just love the game today.
Absolutely. I think the big advantage for me, and honest, my mom's a head coach as well. She coaches volleyball. So for me, it was a big advantage to have the perspective of a head coach, especially coming into college ball, where it's a huge difference from high school ball, right? Like everybody that comes to play college ball is the best player from their high school. So, but I think I already had kind of an inside scoop into that and like what goes into making a team and making everybody the best they can be. So I think that's really helped me, be a leader on all the teams I've been on and, get the best out of myself, but also my teammates.
Yeah, it's just a great funding that you like the most is just having that time with your mom. I mean, you mentioned that she's the volleyball coach up at Elkhart, and you just got to be there by her side, just on and on and on from that emotional support has just helped you ever since.
Absolutely.
So my next question to you is, what made you decide to come to Huntington University? I know you were at a small previous college, and you transferred to Huntington this past season. What has that transition been like for you coming to Huntington University?
Yeah, so I was at Wisconsin-Whitewater, and actually it was, I think they have like 15,000 kids there. So, I mean, when you say small, it was about 15 times the size of this school. You asked what made me choose Huntington. The biggest thing is the relationships with baseball. I distinctly remember coming on a visit here, not this summer, last summer, and as I was trying to look at different schools to transfer to, and it was just me and my dad, and, you know, we got in the car afterward, and we had talked to Coach Frame for about an hour, hour and a half, and me and my dad both kind of looked at each other and were like, man, we love that dude. I want to play for this dude. So that, I mean, by far, that's why I decided to come here. And I think, you know, I talked about the size difference between Whitewater and here. And when I was in high school, I think I definitely chose Whitewater because it was a bigger school. It was kind of further away from home. There's a football team, and it was kind of what I had dreamed of growing up. You know what I mean? A lot of kids. It was the closest thing to a D1 I could get. The facilities were awesome. But, you know, fast forward 2 years, my priorities totally changed, right? A locker can't love you back, as many people have said. So I really, my decision was purely based on the relationships and the trust and communication and respect I had with Coach Frame and the assistants.
It's always cool to see having that great relationship, Bonnie, you had with your dad just coming to visit here, just transferring from Whitewater to Huntington, which was pretty cool to see last season. You brought a lot of significant impact to the baseball program just being in there playing baseball. I mean, you probably are one of the best that we got to see out of Forrester baseball, besides Cam, of course. So.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't think that of myself, but no, I appreciate that.
What's that relationship been like with Dad Frame and the coaching staff when you first got here to Huntington? Did you have a lot of confidence and believe in Dad Frame and like, man, I want to play for him? I know you played for him this past season, so what's that emotional been like?
I think when everybody starts off at a place, it's really easy to start drinking the Kool-Aid right away. And I say that because, you know, that's how I was as a freshman, you know, when I went to Whitewater. It's like, you want to buy in right away because you want to set yourself up for success the best you can. But I think, like, and I'm going to be honest, you know, there was a span last year where I got benched. And it was, so but the relationship with Coach Frame never really wavered as far as our communication. And I think that was the thing that stuck out to me, you know, going into my senior year. It's like, it's not always sunshine and rainbows, right? Like, he's got to pick the best nine. And there are times when guys are struggling and guys are really performing well. And you know, at the end of the day, the biggest thing is, I think, and this, I can say this for all of our coaching staff, they want what's best for each player on and off the field. And I think that's, when you're talking about going and playing for a program, you gotta think about that, right? Like, baseball at some point ends for everybody. So I think having trust in your coaches that they're developing you as a baseball player, but also as a man, to be the best father and husband you're going to be someday.
I know it's just pretty cool to see, Dylan, is that you got to build that relationship with Dad Frame this past season, leading into your senior season, which is a remarkable thing that you had to bounce back from that benching standpoint, like you said, and now working your butt off to beat the Bay where you are now as a senior, hoping to lead the Forrester baseball back up again in the Crossroads League.
Absolutely.
This is Ross Gosnell here as we continue our interview with Dylan Rust from the HU men's baseball team. So, Dylan, what has your experience been playing for Coach Dad Frame from the past season? You know that senior leadership is going to be impactful for you this upcoming season. So, what do you take from last season heading into this season?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we have a large amount of guys that are now seniors who played last year together. And so I think and we're only 3 weeks in, and it's like, this is a really, really close team. And I think freshman through, you know, fifth year senior, I think we all really enjoy being around each other. And that's huge when you talk about team camaraderie. And I think, you know, there's kind of a misconception, and it's like, everybody thinks baseball is a team sport, and it's like, it's pretty individual. You know what I mean? Like, there's nobody else sitting in the box with you when you're hitting, or fielding a ground ball with you when the ball hits you. But at the same time, there's a big trust factor, I think. You know what I mean? I think when some guys on the mound, and it's like, I know that the guys behind me on defense have put in the work to, and I trust them with wherever the ball's hit. I mean, I think that's huge. And as far as offensively, you know, you don't have to put all the pressure on yourself, because I know the guy behind me has put in the work to have success. And so I think it's the biggest thing. I think we're really a really close group. I think we care a lot about each other. And I think we have a lot of competitors, guys that are really hungry to win.
I know, just baseball, though, is kind of like track, though, is I would compare that, because you're up individually for competition. And like in baseball, you said, you're up the plate by yourself. It's just between you and the pitcher and the catcher. And then it's just the competitiveness and the leadership of a senior could bring to help the underclassmen understand the game a lot more, helping them, hey, you're doing something wrong, and helping them get into that right direction for confidence and believe in what the baseball program can do for the upcoming season.
For sure. And I think the biggest thing us seniors are really trying to are focused on as far as how we lead the younger guys is like, number one, you know, we just talked about this in our team meeting today. It's like the foundation of our program is always going to be we have really, really hard workers. And so we want to set, number one, set the example to the younger guys. It's like there's a certain standard of how we do things here if you're going to be a Forster baseball player. So that's number one. And then number two, it's, you know, it's not even like about being perfect. It's baseball so mental, and it's really talking to these young guys about like you're going to make errors. But let's make sure you're going at it 110%, right? Like nobody's going to get mad at you if you follow a ground ball. And then back to that hardworking part, it's like nobody's going to care if we know you're putting in the work, and but mistakes happen. So I think those are the two biggest things like us senior leaders are really focused on, at least in the fall when it's so developmental.
I know as an athlete in general, from being a student, and also being an athlete is like you got to give it your all academically and also athletically on the field, because you just have to give that 110%, like you said, Dylan, is just go out there, show your best effort to the coach and say, hey, I could do a lot more competitiveness as a senior leader, in that you can just help out the underclassmen, just be ready to go when their mindset's ready to be out on the field, just like you guys had to.
For sure. And I think the other part is, you know, how you do one thing is how you do everything. So we're not just talking about being competitors and going 110% at practice. We're talking about being competitors and going 100% in the classroom and being the best people we can be. And you know, treating the you know, janitor how you treat the CEO, as that quote. But so, you know, on and off the field too.
What do you enjoy about playing baseball under head coach Thad Frame?
The biggest thing that sticks out to me is he's intense, man. I think he's a kid at heart, and I think, you know, baseball is not super rah-rah maybe as football, but at the same time, like, I think he brings that edge, and I think he gets guys to play hard for him. You know, we talk about baseball can kind of become a mundane game, and, you know, you have, you know, three-hour games, but it's taking one pitch at a time, and it's taking that going 110% on that pitch, and that's how you win a game eventually, when you start winning pitches and winning innings. So I think that's the biggest thing, man. He brings it every single day, and he never expects us to do something that he's not expecting from himself, and so that's a credit to him, and he gains the respect of a lot of guys because of that.
I know you had that experience under your belt this past season, having that dedication of that frame of what he can bring to the table. Wins and losses, he's still right there supporting you guys along the way, which is pretty cool to see what a baseball coach can bring and also help out with the program.
For sure. Absolutely.
This is Ross Gosnell here as we continue our interview with HU baseball player Dylan Roast. And Dylan, my question to you is, what do you hope to achieve to start off the season strong for the HU baseball program?
Well, I think we, if you look at our schedule, it's a really hard schedule to start the year. I mean, we're going to, you know, a team that has been in the College World Series and won the national championship a few years ago, right off the bat, in George Gwinnett. And I think the goal there is, you know, of course we want to sweep. We want to get all three games. But I think the goal is just to go and compete and to prove to ourselves that we can compete with the best of the best. And then, you know, right after that, we got two really good teams that we're playing the next two weekends. So I think the goal to start the year in the non-conference is to play, you know, really tough competition. And I think, obviously, we want to win games. That's always the goal. But at the same time, it's really just proving to ourselves that we can compete against the best of the best, seeing the best arms, and getting some experience with that competition.
I know you previously mentioned that you guys go to Georgia and then go to Alabama, which is a great start off to your program leading towards your, well, you having your senior season. I know it's pretty warm down there, so it just drink plenty of water when you guys go down to Georgia and Alabama and play your college baseball games for the very last time. So as I was looking at the baseball schedule, and you got the Crossroads League basically after that, so who would you say your toughest teams are going to be, and you have to be ready to go?
I think the toughest team is ourselves. We baseball is a sport where the best team doesn't always win. The team that plays the best wins. So, you know, I think we start with Iwu and Taylor, and historically those programs are very good. And so, you know, we're going to get tested right away in the conference. But back to our non-conference, I mean, we're gonna face challenges right away. So I think going into the conference, we'll be ready to go. And like I said, man, it's really just figuring out a way to be at our best every single game we play.
It just seems like you're pretty confident about yourself, and the baseball program is just believing that you guys can win the Crossroads League and win off the bat as well, and start pretty confident to start off your season really strong. And then getting into conference play, you guys are just being ready to go.
Absolutely. I mean, back to what I was talking about, I think here the standard's not going to change, right? Like, we're not going to lower our expectations, no matter the talent we have or the recruiting class we have. We want to compete with the best of the best. So,
what obstacles do you have to overcome when you're playing a baseball here at HU? I know you're a student, just like any of us here as Huntington University students, and while also being an athlete. So, what are the challenges when it comes to that scenario?
I think, as far as the academics, it's. You hear this all the time, but it's time management. You gotta, when there's class, you gotta be there. And, you know, if there's a couple hours between class and practice, how are you treating that time? You know, as far as baseball, we talk about creating a 8-to-4 schedule where you're getting up. If you don't have class early in the morning, you get up, you eat breakfast, and maybe you work on homework for that, you know, a couple hours before you have class. And then, like I said, fill in those gaps between maybe classes or between weights and all that stuff. And then I think another thing that's special about HU is obviously the spiritual aspect. And I think the biggest thing there is I would say everybody's challenged spiritually. And I say that in a very good way, right? Like, you know, we have team Bible studies, and it's guys are growing a lot in their faith and as people. And you know, back to when I talked about our coaches pushing us to be the best, you know, future fathers and husbands we can be, that's another big thing here that is really important and that our program stresses a lot.
I know it's pretty cool to see from the experiences, like being a student here on campus. Like you said here, Dylan, it was, you just have to be mentally prepared of what you have during those moments in a couple hours of time you have before class, and then having baseball practice / weight. It's just time management, like you said. It's pretty cool to see what you guys can bring to what people just don't realize. I mean, it's just pretty cool to see what you guys can do for the community and also here for the university and also especially for the program.
Yeah, and I think, you know, all the stress, maybe the pressure, all that stuff is a privilege, right? Like, we're blessed athletically, and because of that, we have a platform that other people may not. So whether we want to believe it or not, you know, community members, other students, whoever it may be, look to us and maybe hold us to a higher standard. I mean, that's a privilege, right? So it's kind of shifting the mindset of maybe feeling that pressure and stress and being like, you know what, like, this is a blessing to be able to handle all these things at once.
I feel like it's also a blessing, too, because I get to see what you guys can bring to the baseball program, the community, and also for the coaching staff. I mean, it's just pretty cool to see what the baseball team can bring out for the fans to see.
Absolutely. And I think another thing that's really stressed is, you know, we want to have success on the field, but we also want to show the community that we're good community members, right? Like, we care about what's going on campus and in Huntington.
This is Ross Gosnell here. As we finish our last part of our interview with Dylan Ross from the HU baseball team here in the first hour. So, Dylan, what professional boys baseball player have you looked up to you all your life?
So for me, it was Jimmy Rollins. He played shortstop for the Philadelphia Phillies, and for whatever reason, I started liking him, and that was why he wore number 11, and that was why growing up, I always wore number 11. So,
yeah, just a great motivational baseball player to see, and you love your Pittsburgh Pirates, of course. So,
yeah,
Tell me, what became you a Pittsburgh Pirates fan?
So, my dad, growing up in the 70s, of course, the Pirates and the Steelers were both really, really good. And so he started liking them as a kid. And so that's why. It just kind of rubbed off on me. And I know we were talking before the show, but my whole family's a big Steelers fans, and we try to go to Pittsburgh at least once a year and go to a game, so...
It's always cool to see how true of a fan are you, like, for the Pittsburgh Pirates, of course. We're in baseball season right now, of course, so, yep. I mean, it's always cool to see you like your professional teams, and you guys grew from that. I mean, just watching baseball is just such a good thing for you guys.
For sure.
Dylan, it seems like we got a phone caller for you, so we're going to take his call here and ask him what his question is for you.
All right. Baseball, could you just talk about that a little bit?
Well, I don't know who told you that, but anything he knows came from me. Okay, let's get that straight. Any type of swag, any type of aura, as the kids may say nowadays, came from his older brother. You know, any good looks, any of that. So, you know, credit to him for following the blueprints his older brother has laid. But, you know, that's just what it is, man. All he had to do was follow the blueprints set by his cool, much better looking, funnier older brother.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it.
I want to thank Dylan Ross from the HU baseball team for joining HU Overtime here tonight. Dylan, thank you.
Thanks for having me, man. I appreciate it.
Any shout-outs or advice you want to get out there for the team for the upcoming season?
I would just shout out my family. You know, that was my little brother that called, obviously. There's not a greater blessing than being his older brother. So shout-out to him. Shout-out to my parents. Without them, I wouldn't be in the man I am today. Situation I am, I want to shout out my late pawpaw James Hill. As far as advice, I would just say, you know, we're taking one day at a time. We're having gratitude for every opportunity we have and every day, and we're gonna treat this fall to, you know, long 8 weeks, but we're gonna treat every day like a sprint, and we're gonna get 1% better every day. So.
Thanks, Dylan, for all that shout-outs on the air. I got another guest coming from the HU baseball team, so you don't want to miss it. This is Ross Gosnell here on HU Overtime. My next guest for you, he is from also the HU baseball team. Please help me welcome Mr. Cam Clarkson to HU Overtime.
Thank you for having me. Happy to be here.
You're welcome, Cam. So my first question to you, Cam, is at what age did you obtain an interest in baseball?
That would be an easy question for me rather than Dylan. I got put in T-ball at like 3 years old, so that was really the only sport I played growing up. I played football in high school, but baseball was like kind of my first love, still is. So I would say 3 years old was a good age that I started playing and gained interest, kind of just stuck with it my whole life, and just I'm here today.
It's always great to see you love baseball as a kid, playing T-ball like you said, and then also secondary, your favorite sport's football. So it's always great to see that combination, though, getting that power lifting in from football and then that hitting combination fielding into baseball, which is pretty cool to see.
Yes, it is.
My next question to you, Cam, is what made you decide to come to Huntington University after transferring from Marymount University?
So Thad tried to recruit me before I even went to Marymount, but things didn't align at first when I went there. And when I hopped in the transfer portal after I left Marymount, I came on a visit here, and it was just like, it kind of made sense when I was here with my mom. She like kind of fell in love with the campus, and I like that too, but I think it was just type of coach that Coach Thad is. He's a real person. He's a businessman off the field, but when it's on the field, like he's a really good coach. He understands baseball, and he lets us play the game, and he understands the game. So I feel like I can be the player that I strive to be when I'm here, and I just decided to make this my new home.
It's always pretty cool to see you have that great relationship with Thad Frame, just transferring from Marymount University, a much higher school than what Huntington is. So I liked how you got the experience of going to like a NCAA Division III school and then dropping back down to NAIA level. Tell me, what's that experience been like?
I feel like it is a, I would say, step down, if you want to say, but I think that I've faced way better competition or way a higher level of play in the NAI division, because I feel like the NAI division has a lot more Division I bounce backs than D3. And our conference, for example, like last year, I think it was 20-something or almost 30 pitchers threw 90-plus miles per hour in the conference tournament, and that was, I think I maybe faced a couple guys throwing 90 when I was at Marymount, and I just think it's a step up for me. It's a step up coming here to play. It's a lot harder.
It's always great to see how much you like the competitiveness in the NAI level, like you said about the pitchers throwing 90-plus, but you get that experience, though, than what you probably did at NCAA Division III level when you're at Marymount. This is Ross Gosnell here as we continue our interview with HU baseball player Cam Clarkson. So, Cam, what has your experience been playing for Thad Frame for the past season leading towards your senior year?
I would say, like, the biggest experience I would have to say playing for him, like, the past year was, it was a lot of fun. It was also, like, a lot of trials and tribulations, because at the beginning of the year, I kind of got banged up a little bit inside. I had, like, a sprained thumb or whatever, and I didn't really play for, like, the first half of the year. So I had to fight through some injuries and a little adversity as far as trying to get a starting spot, but he sat me down and just, you know, explained to me, you know, baseball is going to baseball. It's a failure-driven sport, so just stay ready so I don't have to get ready, which kind of helped me along the way. But he's just he's a very good player coach, because he played the game. He was really good at it, so, like, he knows you're going to fail. So he lets me do what I do on the field, and it just lets me be able to play free.
It's always pretty cool to see you had a great relationship with Thad Frame this past year, building your confidence and your hitting, your baseball skills with Thad Frame, and bringing it back for this upcoming season for the baseball program. I know you just hit 6 home runs. You're just a freaking beast up there, up at the plate. So could you tell the listeners, is like, what's your mental preparedness like going from a game to game basis?
Yeah, so I would say, let me see where it starts. So I think for my bat, it starts when I'm in the dugout. People know me, I'm a very joking person. I don't really take a lot of things too serious, like, from time to time. But when I'm probably about to be up in about 4 batters, I'll like stop talking as much, and I'll maybe focus in a little bit more than I should. And then as soon as I'm on deck, I have a routine. I write the number 12. That's the number I am. Then I draw a cross on deck, take a practice swing. But then after that, it's like, I don't really hear anything out, like, that's going on. Somebody trying to talk to me, I don't really hear it. You know, mom cheering for me, I don't really hear it. Then when I get in the box, it's just, I know pitchers are going to try to get me out. So the first 2 pitches I'll see are probably going to be some of the best pitches, rather be a changeup, curveball, fastball, whatever. So just be aggressive early. And then when I get to 2 strikes, I'm really working on to cut the strikeouts down for the next season. So just stay in the zone, stay in the strike zone, and just, if I have to fight tough pitches, I'll fight it until I get my pitch.
It's always pretty cool to see you have that mental preparedness, is just be ready to go when you're up to the bat, like on deck, and then up to the plate you go. And then, just like you said earlier, Cam, is that you just prepare yourself, like you previously mentioned, is that you just get yourself ready, like you said, 4 batters in. So
I also feel like, too, the biggest preparation is, like, now in the fall and the summer and the winter. Like, all the hard work that I put in, like, on my own, is just preparation in itself. Like, the most thing I could say is just belief. Like, just trust all the work that I put in, and then just let everything play out.
It's always you got to do is trust your work and your abilities with the skills that you bring to the table. Is always pretty cool to see. What do you enjoy about playing under Coach Thad Frame and the coaching staff here for HU?
The biggest thing is, like, how close this team is and how close we are to the coaches. It's like it's a small, big, happy family, and like it's a small school, but I feel like everyone knows each other. Everybody treats each other with respect. And it's just it's a loving environment. You know, they kind of opened me and Dylan in. We're both transfers, so they opened us with open arms. And just, I never felt for one second that, like, I wasn't supposed to be here from the moment I stepped on campus. Like, they just welcomed us in and just took us in like we were one of their own.
It's always pretty cool to see what the coaching staff just welcome you guys into the HU community, and you just love the game of baseball, and that you just guys continue it through your senior season. Mm-hmm. This is Ross Gosnell here. As we continue our interview as HU baseball player Cam Clarkson. So, Cam, what do you hope to achieve to start the season off strong and having confidence in yourself for your senior season?
I think the biggest thing is going down to Georgia, to Georgia Gwinnett, who's probably going to be, no doubt, probably top five, maybe even top three. Who knows? They might be number one in the country. But I would say to win that series. I feel like if we win that first series, we're going to find out, win or lose, we're going to find out what type of team we have just going into it. And I feel like we have a lot of new guys, may that be transfers or freshmen that we're bringing along. So the biggest thing I would say is that I would want to accomplish as a team this year is just us to stay together no matter what. It's going to be ups and downs, but hopefully we have more ups and downs.
I'm really excited to see what the HU baseball team can bring to the table, going to Georgia for a couple of days, and then go turn around and go to Alabama for a couple of days and play some great games with some great teams in the NAI. It should be a blast for you guys.
Yes, sir. We play Georgia first week, and then we go down to Alabama, play Olivet, and then we have a really tough down in Cumberland's, down in my area where I'm from in Cumberland's. They're really good. They're usually top 10 as well.
I know I looked at the schedule before the show started. Is that who would you say in the Crossroads League who's going to be your toughest opponent that you have to have the baseball team all hyped up, be ready to go from when you guys get to the ballpark?
I would say definitely Taylor and Iwu. I'm looking forward to playing Taylor again. The energy for that game was a little different to me than Iwu just because there's a little rivalry going on between these schools, but I think I'm kind of invested to that now. It's just, I felt the energy from more so in that Taylor game than Iwu.
It's always feel like the energy, like you said, Cam, is that you just got to have hype every game that in the Crossroads League. It's just very competitive. I would say that from like seeing what the Crossroads League can bring to the table. Every sport, I mean, they're just very competitive, just like you guys are in the baseball sport, right. The baseball part of it. You guys are just ready to fight, be ready to go. That's what I like.
Yeah, I also think, too, with our conference being as big as it is, there's just so much more competition that, you know, you have to fight to get into the tournament as far as, I think it's, what is it, six teams get in for the top eight. So, I mean, you're not only, you know, you want to win the conference, but you have to fight just to even get a chance to, you know, play for that conference tournament.
What obstacles do you have to overcome when you're playing baseball here at HU? I know we previously said you have to be a student here on campus academically, and then out in the Forest Glen Park, you got to be an athlete. So what are the challenges you think is that being a student athlete here on campus?
I think the biggest challenge is finding your balance. Everybody's different, but finding your balance between your social life, academics, and, you know, your sports. Dad's been calling it like an 8-to-4. Baseball in school is an 8-to-4 job. You know, you clock in around, wake up 8 o'clock. You have practice, you have school. So that's, you know, you have that time, but you have to find balance to, you know, do your homework. You know, some guys have girlfriends. You know, people still want to get extra work in on the side. So you have to balance everything, and, you know, you just have to stay on top of yourself, I feel like.
I know it's just very challenging just being a student athlete is having those challenges from having that 8-to-4, you said, Cam, is that you just got to do your job like just any other student here at Huntington University is. You just got to do your job,
right,
and you have to be ready to go once you hit the ballpark.
Right, of course.
This is Ross Gosnell here as we continue our interview with HU baseball player Cam Clarkson. So, Cam, what professional baseball player have you looked up to all your life to see, hey, I was now, look back then, like just having that role model and now to where you are now?
I would have to say I've got a few. There's more than one. When I was growing up as a kid, I'm a Reds fan, so my favorite player growing up was probably Jay Bruce. He's got a left-handed swing, so I would just, you know, watch him hit home runs all the time as a kid. And I used to, I think my first number was 32 just because I wanted to be Jay Bruce. But like recently, my look up to Yordan Alvarez just because he's a really big power hitter. But I would say somebody that I really try to be like is one of my actual friends. He's in the Nationals organization. He just got called up to AA this last year, Dalen Lyle. So I mean, he's in my friend group, and it's really cool to have somebody in that your friend group to get into somewhere you want to go. So like that's someone to I really look up to.
It's always pretty cool to see that you just previously mentioned about that baseball player coming from just playing at the Washington Nationals. It's always great to see having that connections you still had with your friendships and just building, still continuing those confidence in that relationship that you still have with him today.
Yeah, it is. It's fun going home too as well, hitting with him, you know, doing some training. So it's cool to just always have that balance of college athletes and a couple of professional friends.
This is Ross Gosnell here. I want to thank Cam Clarkson from the HU baseball team for joining HU Overtime here tonight.
Oh, thank you, Ross. Thank you for having me. Enjoyed my time here.
Do you have any shout-outs or advice for the team for the upcoming season?
I just want to shout out, thank you, God, for everything. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Shout out to mom, shout out to my pops, my sister, my two nephews, my grandmother. Long live Sam Johnson, as always. And just to the team, just, you know, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself, believe in each other. No telling what we can accomplish this year.
I know that you just have great parents and family and friends that like to tune in to HU Overtime. So thank you, listeners, for tuning in tonight. So I know I have one more question for the both of you. So who's your guys' best teammate you guys have for the HU baseball team for the upcoming season?
I'd probably say this guy standing next to me. We both come, obviously he's from Louisville, from Elkhart. So only God knew that we would cross paths. And I think it was... you know, definitely something that was meant to be. I think we make each other better, not only better baseball players, but better men off the field. So
I would say the same thing, just our off the field relationship is, it just makes our on field relationship even better.
I want to thank Dylan Ross and Cam Clarkson from the HU baseball team for joining HU Overtime tonight.